Welcome to the podcast about The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak, with your hosts Chris Martinez,
Austin Hester,
and Adam Ricketts. This summary will contain spoilers for the end of the book. The Book Thief is narrated by Death, following the story of a 9-year-old foster child named Liesel Memminger, who was adopted by Hans and Rosa Huberman, two German citizens living during World War II. Eventually, Hans learns that Liesel can't read, he begins to teach her, and this leads to her future of stealing books. It's eventually revealed that Hans and Rosa do not support the Nazi Party, and when a Jewish refugee named Max Vandenberg arrives at the Huberman doorstep, asking Hans to return a favor from his past, Liesel makes friends with him, and has to keep the secret that Max is living in their basement. Eventually, Max is forced to leave the Huberman household after many years, otherwise the family might be in danger. Eventually, Liesel's given an empty book to write her own story in, and when she's running in her basement one night, Allied troops drop bombs onto her street, and everyone that she grew up with is killed except for her. Death tells the reader that she lives to be about the age of 90, and when she dies, he gives back the book that she wrote, and it was ironically named The Book Thief.
Okay, so a major characteristic about this book is the imagery that's throughout the entire novel. In the story, it comes through the Jewish refugee, and he teaches Liesel to express her words in more than just like simple terms. Like he asked her to describe the sky, and she originally says, "Well, it's cloudy," but he encourages her to describe it as like a pale day, and that sort of thing. So that was the imagery prevalent throughout the actual story. However, in the book itself, it uses a lot of diction to describe like the street, Heaven Street, which is where they lived, and overall just the different settings and the situations.
So Death is pretty important throughout the novel because he's like the narrator, and he gives a pretty interesting perspective to the story because it allows the audience to kind of view the points through like an omniscient perspective so that they can see like every event in the story. And Death uses a pretty sarcastic and kind of like mocking tone towards the reader, which can be seen when he says in the book, and he quotes a small piece of truth. He says, "I do not carry a sickle or scythe. I only wear a hooded black robe when it's cold. And I don't have those skull-like facial features you seem to enjoy pinning on me from the distance. You know, you want to know what I truly look like? I'll help you out. Find yourself a mirror while I continue." So that kind of helps you to see, like, Death is a pretty interesting narrator, and he gives, like, a sarcastic tone to the story and to the audience.
The accordion is another big symbol throughout the entire novel. It reminds Liesel of her father, Hans, because he would always play it during the midnight bombings, and it would really help relax the entire community. When Hans went off to war, his wife Rosa would always hold the accordion, never playing it, but just holding onto it every night before she would go to sleep. And this really helped imprint the meaning and like symbolism that it held to Liesel. After Liesel's street is bombed, she finds the accordion in the rubble, and it really means a lot to her, because it's a symbol of her father that she can keep with her. We would recommend this book as a book for incoming freshmen to read because it's packed full of imagery, yet it's not that hard to actually understand. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
This has been your host, Chris Martinez,
Austin Hester,
and Adam Ricketts.